you can leave your physical body and exist independently. It's like being a spirit. It's a bit like dying temporarily and then coming back to your body. I mean, it doesn't involve death. It's a very natural thing. It gives you experience of existing separately from your physical body. And so that tends to ease the fear of death a lot, because you have first-hand personal experience of that. And keep in mind that everybody projects out of body every time they sleep. Animals project out of body
yes.
every time they sleep.
You just hover right over your physical body, right?
Yeah, normally it's what we call a sleep projection. You drift out of your body seamlessly when you fall asleep and float hovering just above the physical body, often mimicking the sleeping physical body. And a lot of people, most people, sort of stay that way during the night. And once a day, I think, possibly twice a day, something happens in the cosmos, in the galaxy, and that reels in all the projected doubles, all the astral projected doubles, animals, humans, everything, into, you could say, universal central. And then they are, like, breathed out again. And it seems to be almost like the life force in the universe, the collective consciousness, updates itself this way. I'm only guessing here through observations of witnessing this event happening. I call it the Akashic Pulse. But that's a natural purpose, I think.
When you astral project,
yeah.
do you go through these various levels and planes that they say are out there, some of which I don't want to hang around?
Yes, well, the first place you'll find yourself, if you do a deliberate astral projection, normally you will find yourself in what I call the real time zone. And that is like being in physical reality, normal physical reality. And you are like a ghost, a spirit, floating around. And you can fly, you can float through walls and travel the normal world. Most people would stay there for a very short time, a couple of minutes maybe, and then they would shift into the astral planes. And that is, there's a progressive structure to these planes, more and more refined levels of them. And there's an infinite number of astral realms and planes out there. And depending upon your level of, you could say, spiritual, intellectual, energy, vibration, you will tend to go to the level that you're most in tune with.
And were you ever attacked in the astral world?
Attacked only a couple of times, and I've done a lot of OBE, but the couple of times you could say I've been attacked, interfered with, have been times when I've been working with people in disturbed places, where I've been experimenting, you know, helping people with poltergeist possession problems, entity-type problems.
Mm-hmm.
Infestations. In areas like that, I've encountered some spooky things in the astral, but that's the only place. The astral is normally a very quiet place. When you're close to real time, you'll rarely see another awake projector out there. You'll see people sleeping. When you get into the astral planes, usually the third and fourth astral planes, they're heavily populated. There are millions of people rushing around, and it is like bits and pieces of the world. A lot of it looks like a big shopping mall. It's the shopping, the market scenario in the collective consciousness, I think. A big shopping mall. Lanes going down, and every 100 meters it breaks into a park, and there's buildings from different parts of the world. It's very confusing. Lots of people there, and it's almost like the people there only have a part of their consciousness. They're very focused on what they're doing. You can't really hold a serious conversation with them. Occasionally you'll find someone who's more conscious. Higher up in the astral planes, you find more conscious people.
Are these people who have died, or just people who are astral projecting?
Well, it's hard to tell, but the vast majority of these people are people who are projecting, and they are like semi-conscious rather than sleeping above their body. They're a step out into the lower astral planes, which is, say, heavily populated. It's like being in New York, throngs of people everywhere.
Okay, you do not see their physical body or, you know, the person lying in his bed or her bed, do you?
No, not at all. not up in the astral plane. So they usually gleam. And people in the astral plane, you will never see any old people, overweight people, sick people, injured people. Everybody looked perfect. And the physical age seems to set around 30, 35-ish. So everybody looks around about that age.
Why is that?
I think it's the body image. We have a body image which we carry, and when you get old, and I've asked old people this, people in the 70s and 80s, my mother, for example, and said, she said, Robert, I'm 77 years old. She says, but I don't feel that. I still feel like I was 20 or 30 years old, but I look down and my hands are all wrinkled up and look in the mirror, and it's a shock sometimes. Her body image inside, she still felt a young, vital woman.
It's amazing how the mind does that.
Well, in the astral dimension, it's a very fluid dimension, and it's influenced by mind, and you have creative abilities there. So if you hold a body image, you have a natural body image, and that will form your astral body, what other people will see. Now, if you can hold another body image, let's say you hold the body image of being a tiger, if you can really hold that body image, what it feels like to be a tiger, you will shift into the shape of a tiger in the astral.
That means I'll be a frog or something like that, Robert.
Yeah, you could do. If you, for example, wanted to create something, say a baseball bat, and you hold up your hand and you imagine a baseball bat being there in your hand, it will, over a few seconds, it will form like a misty outline of it, and over a few more seconds, it will solidify, and you've got what looks like and feels like a baseball bat in your hand.
Is the astral plane the road to either heaven or hell? I mean, is it that path?
Well, it can be. The astral thing is really anything you want it to be. And you will find in the astral planes, apart from the structures which are built into it through the mind of man, you will find in there what you take in with you. If you were looking for heaven and hell, there are areas there in the astral which you could say are the heavens, and there's multiple areas like that. There are areas in there which you could liken to being hells. But those particular areas, either of them, are difficult to get to. The heavenly areas are quite a high level of consciousness. It's quite a feat to get into them. And same with the lower, darker type areas. You wouldn't slip into them accidentally. You would have to either want to go there or have a mindset that thinks you believe you need to be there.